Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What a tiny guitar you chose to play.
A little ukulele solo.
Tiptoe through the window.
No, I was playing the high notes. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
That's how you'd play. You play it down here. Anybody who plays the guitar would understand that you play it down close to the fret.
I like my version better. You have a tiny guitar.
To the what board?
No, the fretboard's that thing.
The frets are the metal dividers.
Well, the fretboard is the thing that the frets are on. So that's the fretboard, but it's called the... oh my fucking god. The
strum circle.
No, it's not the strum circle.
Whammy bar.
The whammy bar is connected to the... I'm not moving on until we get the name of it. Dylan, you know, you probably played fucking guitar and bass.
Dylan looks like he's gone through puberty since he started working here. You look like a full adult male now. Yeah, you have a little bit of
Dylan,
spots
what is
on your
the
face.
Little fucking the pickup? No, it's not the pickup.
Look at his stupid face right in front of the camera.
People in the chat are probably yelling it at me right now. It's the thing that the strings go into that are connected to. What is that piece called that the strings are actually connected to?
In back, and then the tuning? The tuners?
The bridge.
Take it to the bridge.
John Otto!
That's what's up, nigga.
The bridge.
The bridge.
The fucking... I live under one. I should have known. What is going on here? Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. International superstar Zach D'Amico is here. What's up, sexy baby?
I'm the other boy. How are you?
The other boy. You like calling yourself the other boy? New
like
hat,
it.
Butt stuff, like it?
Keep it fresh.
Fans started sending Zach hats. Where can you send the hat, Shannon? And I want stuff too, by the way. Hats for Zach. Miscellaneous gifts for the Puerto Rican rattlesnake. That's what I want. That is a word.
That's the teacher Lewis lost his virginity to. Miscellaneous.
I like miscellaneous. She was very sexy. Miscellaneous gifts for me and hats for Zach. Okay. That's what I want right now. What is the address, Shannon?
It's Gas Digital Studio, care of Real Ass Podcast, 151 First Avenue, number 311, New York, New York, 10003.
Shannon, you need to drink some water. You have like a clicking...
some peanut butter mouth.
No, that's how we get Shannon to talk.
Holy shit. Zach just fucked you up. Zach's on the fucking prowl. Are you kidding me? Don't fuck with him this morning, Shannon.
Shannon, some Skippy, and then I do a lady voice. Well, welcome to the magic of radio.
Yeah, it's delightful. Shannon, you don't look like a horse. Don't let him say that.
She has antidepressant mouth.
She doesn't. No, Chrissy Mayer has a horse-like face and name. Okay.
It's not. Please don't let this be a new thing.
No, not at all.
Poor Shannon. Now you know for a fact they're throwing her upper half on fucking horses all day long.
She's
center Shannon.
Yeah,
center Shannon's actually kind of hot. Shannon, throw a new pair of tits on that. It still has old, ugly tits. God damn, we got her a new lower half as a horse body.
With one braid over her shoulder.
Yeah, she's got the hair. It's fucking Shannon. You would be Shannon. You look like a My Little Pony. I just realized what your look is. It's My Little Pony. Pull up some My Little Pony dolls, the toys. That's all I remember. I don't remember the cartoon. I never watched the cartoon, but my sister did have My Little Pony toys just hanging around the house.
And a Lisa Frank folder. Were those the same thing? My Little Pony
different.
And Lisa Frank? They were separate?
I don't know what Lisa Frank is.
Those are like those like almost psychedelic looking like Trapper Keepers and shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what about the toys, though, Shannon? Shannon, you're the one on the bottom right there. Hold on, Shannon, that's actually you.
That's exactly
that's right. Literally, it's a fake tan, pink hair. It's fucking Shannon.
That's the Ovon.
Shannon, you need this needs to be a t-shirt for you.
I love it.
Shannon, if you don't have those butterflies tattooed on your hip already, I would.
Yeah.
I do. I have only one, though.
Shannon does. On your hip? No.
Yeah, on my right hip.
Shut the fuck up. Shannon, let me see your hip.
Yeah, come here. No.
Right now. Come over here. No. Come here, baby. Sit on my lap.
Peel that denim down. Show daddy a butterfly.
God damn it, Shannon. Good for you. Good for you, Shannon. I don't have a problem with it. I thought I was going to be, we were making fun of her, but then we pulled up the My Little Pony.
It was pretty cool.
It was hot.
Cool and cute and hot.
It was a hot horse.
Young and girl-like. Shannon loves it. That's what we need to do. We need a new piece of merch. We want to do a like limited edition piece of merch for the Real Ass Podcast. Maybe we'll do that for Shannon. Shannon, you're getting none of this money. This pre-sale for this t-shirt, which is my idea, you'll get absolutely none of the money. Me and Zach are splitting it 50-50.
Can
I'm regretting
just
that
one
decision.
Of the shirts?
Yeah, they'll just take $12 out of your.
Yeah. You pay cost for it.
Yeah. Plus shipping.
Yes.
And you'll have it in like a month and a half.
Hey, we have a 2 to 4 week delivery right now. We've been crushing it lately. You cannot complain. Podcastmerch.com, guys. Go grab all the merch there right now. We've been crushing it lately. All of the pre-sales, all the limited edition, all the it's a new time at Podcast Merch. I know that things happen here and there, but I feel like it's really been good. So please go buy some merch. Does support the show. In fact, let's get those plugs out of the way altogether. Why not, Zach? Great idea. Great idea to do some plugs right now. Mike Cannon, obviously the Irish Goodbye podcast here on the Gas Digital Network, his YouTube channel, Mike Cannon Comedy, and also both I am Mike Cannon on Twitter and Instagram. What else you got to plug, my friend?
That's pretty much it. I have that movie on Amazon, Timing, if you want to watch that. But yeah, mostly YouTube because I'm putting
What's
out
that?
A ton of... It's I star in a feature film.
No, I was making fun of myself. Come on.
What?
I was making fun of myself. I did it with bad timing. I asked what it was.
I thought you were genuinely interested in me as a friend.
No. I was making fun of myself. It was all self-deprecating
humor.
Humor.
By being bad at
Thank
humor.
You for helping me.
Yes.
All these words are very miscellaneous to me today.
But yeah, just YouTube. Go there. I have a ton of shit up. Both of my hours are up there. Ton of stand-up, sketches, all that stuff. Mike Cannon Comedy on YouTube.
Very cool. Zach Amico.
Check me out on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show. Here on the network, Zach Migo's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Comics talking shit while we watch a movie. Tonight is me, Trey Gallion, and Eli Sayers watching Pumpkinhead. Tomorrow at 11 a.m., Catalyst Wrestling, and every Saturday at 11 a.m., new matches start next week. We just taped a month and a half worth of stuff. And my new movie, Shakespeare Shitstorm, premieres digitally this Saturday, the 29th. So if you're listening live tomorrow night at 9:30 as part of the Fantasia Film Festival, for just $8, you can see the new movie. And I will be doing a panel afterwards for anyone that has a ticket via Zoom.
Nice.
You know what's up, guys. Check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks and the Believe in Me podcast, here on the Gas Digital Network. Gas Digital Network, they're really... is nothing better, guys. If you're going to subscribe to something to laugh, you're just not going to find a better value in the world. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You can get a free trial right now. Use the promo code RAP. Immediately, you get access to the entire on-demand library. If you guys don't know the way it works, all of the shows on the network, the latest 15 episodes are available on iTunes and Google Play and YouTube and everywhere you can find podcasts. But then everything else goes into the on-demand library, which you can access exclusively through gasdigitalnetwork.com. You get that uncensored. It's ad-free. You don't have to listen to ads. You get access to the Racist Live Chat, which I constantly reference Racist Live Chat. It's become essentially a third voice on the show. Okay, so please keep on subscribing, keep on supporting. You get instant access as well. The shows usually there's a delay when they go everywhere else. So really is a great benefit to be a member of GasDigitalNetwork.com. And then what else? Do I have any shows? Yeah, my Twitch channel, guys, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, has been growing tremendously. I've been taking a break for 5 days because I'm moving. I don't have internet right now. It's been a goddamn nightmare. But I will be back on Monday night with a fucking deep and dirty fucking... I'm going to do a drunken Twitch stream right after Skanks. Post Legion of Skanks drunk Twitch stream. I'm going to do from now on, ideally, I'm going to do a Legion of Skanks wrap-up show. You don't need to listen to the Skanks podcast anymore. I'm essentially going to be doing that... I'm going to see if they're in the Reese's live chat right now. Essentially, their whole podcast is sort of moot in point. Yeah. I'm gonna have some okay looking chicks on with me as well.
But if you want to hear from it from girls that weren't there,
yeah,
you can listen to their podcast.
If you like a podcast, there's nothing better than listening to two girls who weren't there describe it to you.
Oh shit. Yes. No, I'm kidding. Obviously, I do love the Skanks. Skanks, go listen to their show as well. They fucking rule. And what else?
They should just do a recap show of your recap show.
That would be amazing. Maybe if they did a Real Ass Podcast recap show. Maybe if they did the fucking rap, the rap raps, I would be a little bit happier.
I like that you're Chris Hardwicking yourself.
What do you mean?
You're doing a wrap-up show for your own
show. Oh, the wrap-up show thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Abusing,
didn't he host
Abusing
every,
Women?
Well, and that. Yeah, you have similarities across the board.
Breaking women mentally?
Yeah.
Having an eating disorder?
Yeah, there's a lot of those things. Oh, dude, the past 3 days have been hell. I was doing so good with losing weight and fucking, I was down like 12 pounds. I was feeling really good. And then I was moving, and all it is in Jersey is fucking sandwich places and fucking, you know, the whole every strip, there's a bunch of different fucking sandwich places and places with bread and more sandwich places and fucking donut shops and fucking just Italian guys. And I really, it's so funny because I really do lean into my Italian side when I go into these places. Like I talk like I'm Italian.
What Italian? You're part Italian?
Oh, yeah, I'm part Italian. Are you kidding me? I'm fucking like 90% Italian. You didn't know that?
I didn't know.
No. I'm like 25, maybe. I don't know the percentages. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the Puerto Rican side of me. I'm not good with numbers. Right? But there's a percentage, a large percentage of me that's Italian and culturally Italian. Like I was raised by the Italian-Irish side of my family. And then even the way I just say it, the Italian, you see, Italian?
Yeah.
Italian?
I get a hint of it for sure.
You get a little bit Italian. Uh-huh. A little bit Italian.
Right.
Well, no one would ever say Irish-Italian. Say Italian-Irish.
Italian-Irish. That's a good point. Nobody says Irish-Italian. I'm Irish-Italian. It's a fucking, only, it's a beta bitch. If somebody says Irish-Italian, point it out to them. Be like, dude, you fucking love balls in your face.
Why? Because of Irish?
Relax.
I take great offense to that.
Relax.
No, Irish not the one you lead with.
Oh, yeah, Fagahan. Back the fuck up.
Oh, Fagahan.
Right? I don't need your shit. Thank you. I don't need your shit right now, okay?
That's the priest he saw after he had sex with Miscellaneous.
Miscellaneous.
Oh, Fagahan, please, Lewis.
Father
O'Fagahan
caught us and it became a real problem.
You have much to repent for.
You know, Italian is obvious.
I had cold dibs on the little spick.
Now you're soiled.
The Italian side would obviously be a little bit more dominant, right? Like, it's just always, like, the Irish isn't really a strong cultural thing.
I totally disagree.
It just sits there. You're like, you're Irish. It's just, blah, who cares, blah.
That just sounds like an uneducated
Italian.
Yeah.
What do you want? Yeah, no shit.
All right, fair enough, yeah. That dominated your perspective and ability to understand cultures.
I'm Italian. Part Irish as well. I'm half Afro-Latino.
Would you like me to be your Irish Sherpa? I mean, I could, like, show you around. I used to play Gaelic football for a long time. I also have, like, a raised level of Irish self right now.
You realize Lewis hasn't heard a word since Gaelic.
Yeah, I know.
Dude, I've been trying to get it out. I mean, if you stop yapping.
It's embarrassing it took that long for him to interject.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, you know I wanted to say it. You know I wanted to say it.
He was thinking of that he was putting together
the joke in his head that he didn't get out. It deserved a drop.
You guys, I hope I was on camera during that whole segment because I want people to watch. You can actually see me thinking. You want to see? I think there's probably more movement in the veins in my head.
I saw you mouth carry the one.
I'll give a guess to Snake. There you go. Guess the Snake. I got no problem with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, Gaelic, hilarious. Fucking homo.
Dude, if Lewis was ever on Whose Line Is It Anyway, he would get his joke out and then look to an empty studio with the lights out. Shit. Just one janitor mopping up. They went home.
Yeah, that was really what I was thinking. You can be my. I would love for you to be my Irish, Irish Sherpa.
As soon as the Rockland, since you live in Jersey, and I'm currently a suburban person at the moment.
Where are you at now?
I'm in Rockland.
Oh, you're in Rockland? We're close. We're neighbors.
I know.
We're
so
neighbors.
And I have a car. Once the Rockland GAA reopens, which I helped.
GAY.
Fuck yeah. Exactly. I mean, come on. Can you stop being a full 3 seconds ahead of me on everything I can think of?
Once that reopens, I'll take you for a day for a match, and you'll have the time of your goddamn life, and you may, I think you'll embrace your Irish side over your Italian heritage.
Why? What is better about Ireland than...
Every part of it, dude, community-wise, in terms of boozing together, everything is aggressive.
No,
every,
dude,
yes,
no, Italian
is rage
better
is
boozing.
On the surface. Surface?
Surface.
Rage is on the surface.
God, he's dumb. Am I right, everyone? Wow, I'm not the dumb one today. So nice not being the dumb one.
It suits you because Irish is like white Puerto Rican almost. It's so like there's emotion there, but it only filters out through
but
anger.
Italians, like, you know, first of all, Italians know how to fucking drink. They drink wine, just all red wine.
They know
all
how to
day.
Casually drink and, like, you know, mask
Peroni,
the problem. Irish people wear our problems.
Fucking, you
know,
but that's all you
right
need. Peroni, a little bit of fucking wine. Boom, that's amore.
That's
all
for
you need.
Beta bitches.
Okay, Irish people.
They're fucking pinky up sipping wine.
I will
bullshit.
Argue this because Italians get to the dessert drink. There is no such thing as a dessert drink for Irish. No. That you just passed out drinking what you started with.
Bourbon. Bourbon is a dessert drink. And like, you know, it's a little sweeter.
There is no Zambuca shot at the end of an Irish dinner.
No, there's a little bit of vomit.
But I will tell you, I do like, well, let's see. Am I more Irish or am I more Italian? Because I do enjoy whiskey, but I do enjoy some red wine.
Sure.
But I enjoy Irish wine. I'm kidding. Nobody knows Irish wine. I've never even seen Irish wine.
I wouldn't know what it is. It's like lamb.
Irish guy who whines right there. Hell yeah. Notorious! I'm fucking you up today, dude. I'm fucking, dude, the gloves are off. I'm just fucking sparring with him verbally.
I didn't realize this was a contentious episode.
Yeah, dude.
Now I'm
did
in.
Did you
I'm
just take
in.
The Jewish wine joke and gut it completely?
What is the Jewish wine joke?
Have you ever had a Jewish wine? I want to go to Miami.
That's a good joke. I love it.
I like it. You really are filling in for his father on so many ways.
I love it. He shows me the way. Mm-hmm. This is the way, essentially, him throwing the ball around with me right now.
Just sit him down, get him to watch Blazing Saddles.
Playing just, verbal catch.
I keep on missing him. Just overthrowing. Just fucking pegging it into the ground. And he's a very patient father. He's so patient. He keeps on picking it up and throwing it back to me.
We'll try again next week with a helmet, buddy.
Dude, it's so funny because I was in my backyard this morning and I want to play catch with my son, but now it's like it's fucking do or die because now I have the backyard. I'm like, fuck, dude.
Yeah,
I've been avoiding playing catch with my son for 7 years.
Can you throw a ball?
No,
you can't.
No.
Oh no. There's all right. There's many things I can teach you. Mm. We have to hang out for like a day.
I need to learn how to throw a ball so I can then. But not only do I need to learn how to throw a ball, I need to learn how to throw a ball so good that I can then in turn teach my son how to throw a ball.
Right. Can you break down the mechanics right now of how you would throw a ball?
Yes.
Just like give me a rundown of how you would approach it.
Okay. So, pick up the ball.
Mm-hmm. Which hand?
My right one.
Okay.
Okay. I'm a lefty though. Just want you to know. No, my right hand, I'm a righty. Okay, so which hand? See, trick fucking question. I want to point out how he's pretending it's not a contentious episode. Everyone listening at home, he's pretending this is not contentious. Yet he lobs a trick question at me. What type of ball? What type of ball?
Wow, see, you're like...
Football is different than a fucking baseball. It's different than a basketball. There's balls galore.
You get yourself stuck in the mud, because I just assumed we were talking baseball. Yeah. I wasn't throwing any
there's
trickery
many balls.
At you. Yeah,
there's
I
many
guess
balls.
You're right. I mean, there's no way on earth you could throw a football.
Fucking throw a pool ball at my son the other day. Threw the 8 ball right his fucking head, dude. He's lucky I'm not going to throw it. No, what type of ball we're doing?
Baseball.
Baseball. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you want a curveball? You want...
Let's just get it in the air.
Let's just get it to the kid.
Yeah. Is this pitching or is this just chucking this ball?
You're just getting it there in an athletic way where James isn't watching and being like, That's my fucking dad. Dude, my dad.
That's my dad. Yeah, he's Italian now.
My dad is so not athletic, and he was an actor. And he, when we played catch,
he didn't even act athletic.
He legitimately, like a big fat pitching machine. He didn't even step. He just kind of flicked his wrist. And it was so embarrassing, and I didn't even know how to play. I remember being like, I just don't want to be that.
Dude, I mean, it's probably like that for me. No, but I'm going to try to work out the mechanics here.
You could use your strength. Play to your strengths. Teach him hacky sack.
I can teach him some fucking hacky sack.
And I bet.
I can teach him hacky jokes. Yeah. That was a lot. That was pretty good. Hold on. I got to give myself a fucking rattlesnake. That was pretty good, dude.
I also have the impression you could fuck around with a frisbee.
Not very good with a frisbee. I'm okay with it. I can throw it better than my son, I'll tell you that much. We tried.
See, I see Lewis like just Serena Williams throwing a frisbee into the highway.
I do ultimate frisbee, but I do like ultimate fighting. So whoever has the frisbee, we tackle and beat up. It's pretty great. All right, so I take the ball.
Lewis plays Smear the Queer, and it's just him and James.
And you have a glove on your left, remember, because this is a baseball.
Oh, that's right.
So you got to get gloves.
We are playing catch.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude, I got to get gloves.
Yeah. I think you can get reasonable price gloves. I haven't really looked into it, but I assume.
I mean, dude, I'm building a gym in my garage right now. I can't really afford to splurge on gloves.
You can't get your child anything.
So I bought him a fucking trampoline and constructed that bitch.
Mm-hmm.
And constructed that bitch.
Yeah, you look good.
Oh, remind me to bitch about fucking Raymour and Flanagan. I'm about to, so please put that in the notes. Raymour Flanagan. Okay, so
you got the ball.
I got the ball. Got my mitt in my left hand. Got my finger through the hole in the mitt.
Sure,
right? That's a thing.
It used to be. Yeah, I don't know if it is anymore.
That's how long it's been since I've seen a mitt.
Uh huh.
I mean, literally, it was a finger
with the hole with the braids around it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
What, you had to have that finger out.
That was when like Wilson was the big glove company. I'm sure they still are, but yeah, I haven't played.
Do they not do the finger in the hole in the mitt anymore?
I think gloves are much smaller and specialized now, so they may do that for like first baseman gloves, but all infielder gloves are super tiny, and then outfielder gloves are a total different story, and then pitcher and catcher, it's like,
so
they're all
I have an outfielder glove. Okay. Let's get real.
Yeah, you have a fucking huge net.
Dude, this shit is a lot of leather. Okay? So I take the ball. What I would do is, now I'm not doing a leg thing because that's only if I'm pitching, okay? If I'm pitching, the leg's coming all the way up.
Sure.
And I'm whipping.
But legs are involved.
I know.
Okay.
Of course.
I just wanted to nudge you in the right direction.
Now, I'm going to think of it, and this is what my assumption is going to be, it's going to be the same mechanics as throwing a punch, sort of.
Okay.
So what I'm going to say is, I'm going to bring my arm back here. I'm going to rotate my hips out this way.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to pepper out a couple jabs. a couple quick ones. Judge distance, right? Right? Then when I come back, I'm going to rotate my hips and let go when I see what I want to hit.
Okay. Some of that was right. For sure. That looked much better. Before, it was kind of like, you have to really extend, and also the release is at the top. So if you release here...
Well, I was released down here. That was going to hit the ground.
Yeah,
the first couple, I had to adjust. I had to adjust.
You have to get it to him the first throw.
It's like knife throwing. I can do it like throw a knife.
Right. It's not like that, though. That's more like throwing a football.
It's rarely going to stick in the tree when I throw it, though.
Yeah, but you want the ball to hit him so hard in the chest it doesn't move.
Yeah, so football's a whole other world. I wouldn't do
that. It's a different release. But basically, you were right. You rotate, you have to, kind of spin on the ball of your feet, and then also push off with it
I'm on my tippy
forward.
Toes. I'm on my tippy toes this whole time. Right?
Yeah.
I got it.
There you go. You don't have a terrible motion. You know, there's some people whose arms just don't do that.
Yeah, I'm a fucking beast.
Have you seen those guys that are just like, and it's so fucking brutal, dude.
I could throw the ball and hit the glove. It's not going to look good. It's going to be here's the way I have to do it. It has to be extremely casual. If I try to start looking athletic, like it's got to be like fucking like James here. Boom, right? One of those not too far from each other. Nothing crazy, cuz the further it is, the less accurate I'm going to be, obviously.
Right.
But I think I can get that smoking a cigarette, just be like, yeah, kid, boom. Oh, yeah, grounders. Just fucking keep on throwing grounders.
Oh, grounders
out
are your huge friends.
And then you look like a fucking, like, that's what a dad does.
Right.
Any dad throwing grounders is just an unathletic schlub, and he's like, dude, I'm gonna fucking look like I'm a fucking. Because grounders, you're like, oh, we're way beyond catch. It looks like you're just like, this
you're
is
training.
We're training now.
Dude, I never even considered that. By the time I was 7 years old, my dad exclusively threw me grounders. I legitimately never put that together. I was like, why was I such a crafty infielder?
Dude, Cannon could fucking die for a grounder. Your gay dad
dude,
turned you into a fucking...
He taught me to bend over.
Yeah, so I can do that sort of. I have to buy a ball. We bought a trampoline. It wasn't even supposed to come until next week. Yesterday, I'm in the garage putting together my fucking new workout shit.
Mm-hmm.
And a truck rolls up. I was like, oh, what is that? Bed frame, piece of furniture, who knows? Turns out, it's this fucking trampoline. Here we go, good.
Is the person filming out of shape? Or breathing heavy? Or
maybe.
That's the person they're filming.
No, I think it was just the sound of the cushion. Or it was my sister. She was fat.
No, I heard some sort of slapping. Was that you?
What?
It was like heavy breathing slash...
I think that was the bouncing of the...
Oh, I thought it was like skin against
my
skin.
Tits. My tits smacking against,
I mean, I wrote this in the comments and it did pretty well, but that does look like the ending of the Man Show.
I get what you were saying. You're being... he's trying to trash me, everyone. I get it. Hold on, I'll get my fucking... Here you go.
You're the one that set the stage, baby.
It's on. It's fucking on. We're about to fucking party now. You want to come to me, Cammy? You want to talk shit about me, bro?
I don't. I wouldn't want a physically altercation with you.
Goddamn right you wouldn't.
That'd be tough.
I wish we could smoke weed in here. I want to get so high right now. I'm not smoking weed in my new house at all.
What?
Even when my son's not there.
What a classic first thing you say when you move in.
God damn me doing lines of flow off my son's headboard. No, I'm going to only smoke outside. Maybe once in a while as I'm lifting weights in the garage, I might do a little bit of fucking...
little Kevin Spacey in American Beauty.
Yes, that's my fantasy.
Nice.
But that's all I'm going
to
do.
Is it just because you don't want to get the house smelling or are you just trying to break the habit?
I don't want to get the house smelling. I don't want to make it like a fucking... It's not a fucking... It's a home.
Do you have a porch?
No porch. But I have this like... in behind my house, there's like a... Like concrete slab, essentially.
Mm.
So we're gonna use that as a porch.
And
it's what I'm gonna do. I'm building it out. Like I'm putting a little fence around it, and I'm gonna put like a nice table set and barbecue all that stuff. So it'll be like a. It'll feel like.
I mean, listen. Right now, you're in honeymoon period. You just moved in. The weather is perfect.
Yeah.
Your true test is gonna be when it gets cold.
Yeah.
You're not gonna want to fucking go outside.
Oh, I'm gonna go out into my garage and. Fucking pump iron. I have space heaters. Shit's about to get crazy, doggy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to not smoke if you get the hot tub.
I'm not getting a hot tub. I can't get a hot tub. I decided that's just too garbage to have a hot tub.
Yeah.
An outdoor hot tub in the...
It wouldn't help you.
I could do one in my basement, though. Just right next to my washer machine. Just fucking sitting there in a fucking shitty $800 hot tub. Inflatable hot tub.
Liz is sitting in the washing machine.
Spin cycle. Oh shit!
That's awesome though. What have you talked about extensively about the gym? Because I haven't heard the plan for it. Like, there's obviously going to be space for jujitsu or rolling.
And yeah, you can pull up the picture from my Instagram, Shannon. I'll show you what I'm doing here. I'm very excited about this. I feel like a man. I've never done manly projects like this. So this where the black rubbering is, that whole area will be like weightlifting, and that black rubber is extending over to the left, and then the blue jujitsu mats will extend over to the left as well. So the whole front section is jujitsu mats. The whole back section is the black rubber for lifting weights. I have my power rack, got my fucking heavy bag. Yeah, I'll have a heavy bag, speed bag, power rack. The only thing I need right now, because I got the plates, I have an Olympic bar, I just need like a dumbbell set, like one of those fucking clippable dumbbells. If you're a fan of the show and you want to send me a free fucking pair of adjustable dumbbells, what can I give them?
I think Feeney got those, the ones where you can like lift the different weights out of the same.
There's either the power blocks or the other ones.
I forget. He got the ones that Evan Williams always works out on Instagram.
Yeah, I'm sure they're great.
Looking great.
Everyone's fucking jacked.
His body's amazing.
Yeah, there's the power block, and then there's the other ones. You know which ones I'm talking about, Shannon. You know the other ones that I'm talking about. But yeah, if you want to send them to me, free Rouse Podcast t-shirt, you get a shout-out on the show. I'll give you 2 months of free guest digital membership.
2 months?
2 full months and a shout-out on
year.
The show?
That's a year.
The $300 piece of equipment.
That's a year.
It's a fucking. It's a $500 or $600 piece of equipment. They're selling them
2 years.
The shit ones are fucking $300. If you want power block, or if you want the what is the other one, Shannon? God damn it! What did Chris Benoit kill himself on? Bowflex. Yeah. They're the Bowflex brand one. The Bowflex ones that go up to. If you give me the ones that go up to 90 pounds, if you're a fan of the show, doggy. I'll give you a year. I'll give you a year of Gas Digital right there. Right there and then. Here's what I'm saying. You don't have to have them. I don't want you to buy them for me. I want you to steal them from your dad or your cousin, your neighbor. You know, so like Bobby Kelly has them in his shed. If you can get into Bobby Kelly's shed.
Somebody who's struggling to self-motivate, so when they actually go to lift, they're going to be upset it's not there.
This fucking fat fuck Bobby Kelly, I'm so angry at him. He has the Bowflex ones that go up to 50 pounds. I'm like, Bobby, I'll give you fucking $300 for them right now. I was like, he's like, dude, I can get 800. I was like, you can't. You can get 500. Fine. I'll give you that. You get 500. But why don't you do me a favor? You don't use me. He's like, dude, I use them. You don't use them. You fucking, you don't use them, Bobby. Stop lying to me. Fuck. I just give them to me. It would do. It's the only thing that I need left for my gym is these fucking Bowflex dumbbells.
Yeah.
And then it's it. Then I have every. I have bands. I have a fucking. I do. I have so much fun stuff in there. I have fucking a bunch of stuff.
That's awesome.
It's getting crazy.
It's exciting.
It's getting you can come work out. You're in Rockland, are you?
I would. Yeah.
Half an hour for me, doggy.
I know. I'm running now. I've started to run.
Yeah. Like a fucking gay bitch.
Yep. Because I gave up blunts. I'm trying to save my lungs.
Shut up.
Yeah, I gave up blunts entirely. It's been 7 days. But I've been smoking raw cones. I have this little cigarette case.
Is that now, weed right now?
Yeah, it's just loaded. I mean, now it's got only like 4 of them, but it's loaded with that. So now it's kind of like I'm smoking a little more. But it's not, you know, direct fucking tobacco.
I started
leaf.
Smoking dabs and exclusively dabs, but my dabs dealer has been out of dabs for 3 weeks, so now I'm back to smoking fucking weed. It's driving me out of my fucking mind.
I feel like that's a real drug, though.
What?
When dabs? You do dabs, hell there's yeah, so dude. Much preparation and so much, like, shadowy
no
weirdness
preparation,
about it.
No preparation. No preparation.
I don't know. I'm a pussy, but
preparation,
like...
H, if you hold in the hits too hard, you get a fucking hemorrhoid. Hell yeah.
I wish you had this vantage point on Zach's face because his eyes just unfixed and went off into the distance.
Zach has to die and reemerge 5 times per episode. My jokes literally kill him sometimes. And you're watching his heart start back up.
I'm back.
Some of them are so bad that Zach actually dies.
You hear the lawnmower.
It's like when he dies every time in Little Nicky and he just comes back down. It's like a revolving door. I just go, sorry, Lewis tried to be funny again.
And then he just fucking snaps back in.
I get back on an escalator.
Yeah, I need him. They send him back. Heaven goes, no, we're not ready for you. Lewis needs you still. And they send him back. The idea that Zach dies every time I tell a bad joke. All right, really quick, we must thank Blue Chew, bluechew.com, for supporting today's show. We love Blue Chew, okay? It's essentially a performance enhancement for the bedroom, okay? If you want a harder penis, guess what? You have a harder penis than you think. Blue Chew, it's the same active ingredient as Viagra or Cialis, so you guys know it works, and it's chewable, so it is delivered to your body faster than those other two. And here's the best part of all. You don't actually have to go and see a doctor and get a prescription. You do the entire consultation online. They give you a prescription right there and then they send you Blue Chew in discreet packaging to your house. So it's a pretty simple setup. You go to the website, bluechew.com, And once you sign up and you go through the questionnaire, they prescribe it to you. They send it directly to you. There's nothing easier in the world. And the best part of all of this is we're actually going to give you a free trial. All you got to do is go to BlueChew.com. And when you check out, use the promo code RAP. That's going to get you a free trial of Blue Chew. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. So go do it right now. See if it's right for you. It's going to spice up your relationship with your girlfriend, with your husband, wife, whatever the fuck is, okay? Take it, chew it, do it, love it. Everyone loves Blue Chew here at the Real S Podcast. You're going to love it as well. Thank you very much. Zach right now is not talking because he actually has 8 Blue Chews in his mouth. He's chewing them right now.
It's insane. My face is going to explode.
He loves it, okay? Zach is abusing Blue Chew. It's not healthy for him, his heart, or his girlfriend, or his wife, rather. But you can be like Zach. Get some Blue Chew right now. BlueChew.com. Use that promo code RAP. All right, where were we? Oh, fuck. Oh, man.
Raymore and Flanagan us.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Raymore and fucking Flanagan. I'm not even that crazy, okay? Go to Raymore and Flanagan. It's the classic tale of a furniture salesman who just is trying to take their fucking commission, trying to make their commission. Everyone knows that tale.
Yeah.
All right. And this is why we look down upon furniture salesmen.
Is it?
Do people don't? That's one of those jobs where you're like, okay, I'm a furniture. If your daughter came home one day and she was like, Dad, I'm with a furniture salesman.
I'd be like, what did he serve time for?
Yeah. I had an old roommate who was a heroin addict, and he went from selling comic tickets to furniture salesman.
Yeah. I mean, it is a...
Somebody that can't get a job selling used cars.
Raymore & Flanagan is a nicer place, and the furniture salesmen, they're dressed nice, and they do come off as like, you know, they have their shit together. They're not as like frumpy as you go to like certain places where it's like... You get a Bob's Discount Furniture, you get a Bob's Discount Salesperson, sure. Right? They held themselves together in a very nice way. I was like, okay, I like it, fine. Okay, it's nice furniture, good. But they, you know, they're sharks. They're all, you go into a furniture store, they're all hanging around the front of the store.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, can I help you? That fucking, hey, can I help you, is a salesperson, and they all take turns. And it feels like, when you really understand what's going on there, and you see the way the salespeople work and the way they rotate around that door, it feels like you're being fucking just regularly gangbanged. There's like, yeah. Get the rotation, get them back in line. I'm coming in to fuck another one. Let me fucking boom.
It's like how waiters get tables. Like there's a rotation and then they just fucking just.
But it's feed. Salesmen. It's their and look, I am a salesman by nature, and I've been a good salesman for a long time, and I appreciate good sales. But it's in a furniture store, and I'm sure it's probably I haven't gone to a car dealership in a very very long time, so I'm assuming it's gonna be comparable to that, but. It was like, oh shit! Look at the sharks circling. They're trying to, and you could tell they're disappointed with me when I first come in because I'm a fucking just this. Like I'm not.
You hear them be like, "Yo, I got this bitch."
No. It's not even that. It's like they're almost like, "Oh fuck, dude, I got to take this." Like the salespeople who have to take me, you're like, "Oh, this isn't like a fucking white family who's coming in
right."
Decorate their whole house. This is a fucking Puerto Rican who's probably looking for a $400 couch, and it's just not worth anyone's time. So,
sir, rent a center is down the street.
Yes, exactly. So, I fucking, you know, regardless, I go in the first time, and the girl helps me out. I end up finding the fucking nicest couch that I've ever sat in my entire life. I'm talking about like fucking just so nice, like amazingly nice. So fucking, $2,000 couch. I've never spent $2,000 on a piece of furniture. I was like, I'm going to fucking, you know, I want to have a nice piece of furniture. I'm like, this is going to be a couch I'm going to have for a decade. This is the centerpiece of my living room. Fuck it. I'm going to splurge. Mm. Right? Fucking Cindy Crawford collection.
Isn't that crazy? That's how much she's caking? That she has a fucking furniture line?
Yeah, her couch is the shit.
She's just making blind money.
That bitch's couch rules. I'm telling you right now, there was nothing better that I it was like you sunk into it. Oh, Shannon, you bitch. You bitch.
Is this it?
Oh, that's it. Oh, you whore. That's it. That's my fucking couch.
Oh, my God.
It was going to be without the underpiece. It was just the chaise and then the three pieces. I think that was it. That looks like it. It was very soft and amazing and delightful. Okay. It was the best. And they were like, oh, yeah, I'm moving in August 15th. I was like, I just want to make sure it's there by then. She was like, oh, yeah, it'll be in stock a week. This is like July or whatever. And then as soon as it's in stock, we'll send you an email when it's going to be delivered to you. I'm just not even thinking. I'm moving. I'm doing everything. August 16th, I'm like, where the fuck is my couch?
He's sitting on the floor. This doesn't feel right.
Something's missing. I should be higher.
Dude, I'm telling you, where the fuck is my couch right now?
My hiney hurts.
James, did we forget something?
James is laying on the wood in the bedroom. He's like, I don't know.
Dougie, I'm telling you, it was August 16th. Because I didn't actually move it on August 15th. I was moving, like, that was my moving date. Mm-hmm. And I moved on, like, the 20th or something. But it was, like, August 16th that I did say that. So I call up the store. I'm like, hey, you know, what's going on? And then they tell me, I was like, oh, yeah, the couch, it's not going to be in stock till October 6th. Then it'll be a minimum of 2 weeks to be delivered after it's in stock.
Jesus.
So this is coming on the end of October. Minimum, this is not even guaranteed. Minimum end of October, I'm going to be getting this couch, or like third week of October. And I'm now, it's like, that'll be nearly 2 months without having a couch. And I have a shit couch that's in my downstairs, like, gaming area that I'm making. But I don't want that fucking couch. That couch fucking sucks. It sucks all the dick in the world. Fuck that couch. Uh-huh. Oh, I hate that couch.
Dude, so I hope, like, you know, it, obviously that person had been paid the commission, mm-hmm. the salesperson. But then, you know, by the time you cancel, I hope they fucking rip the commission out of that person's pocket.
Oh, they
personally.
Do, for sure. They do. Yeah. Well, they don't personally rip it out of their pocket. I hope they fucking tear the clothes off their children's back while they're in school.
Just
they come
take
in,
their
they have a razor blade.
Just,
they leave their fucking kids naked in an elementary school parking lot crying as the whole school laughs at them. That's what I hope.
Yeah.
So I get on the phone with the manager, Joe, Route 17.
Paramus?
Yeah, Raymore and Flanagan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just very, like, blasé. Like, I'm like, hey.
That's this his brother.
Like, I'm blasé. Joe blasé. Joe de Blasio. Joe de Blasé. Blasé-io? Edit that shit.
I'm back.
That's a good show today. Zach dies five times.
Respawn.
But his attitude is just so, like, whatever. Like, he does not give a fuck. And I'm like, yeah, I was like, you're putting me in a situation now where, you know, I'm playing up. I got a kid. I was like, you know, I got a couch for my, we're moving into a place. And he was like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Sorry, you can pick out a new couch. Just this is what it is. And I don't want him to say, hey, I'm going to give you money back. I don't. But I just want him to do something. So you have to do the thing that a manager does there, which is like, hey, you know what?
Massage it.
If you want to pick another piece of furniture out, I'll give you a big discount, or you will hook you up with free shipping on something, or just do something. Just do something. I don't
act
know.
Act like this matters a
yes,
little bit.
Act like it's also not for nothing. Maybe I'm just a piece of fucking garbage. $2,000 for a couch is a lot of money to me.
That's a ton of money.
It's not like I'm not. It's not. I'm sure there's people that make real money that are like, $2,000 for a couch is nothing. But for me, that
they're
was
not
like,
going to Raymore and Flanagan.
I've never spent $2,000 on a piece of furniture. That's crazy to me. I've even spent $2,000 on a computer. Like, it's like that's a lot of money for one fucking item. And I'm just going like, how am I not being treated? And also, I'm actually furnishing an entire house.
Yeah, that to me is the part where if you said I'm moving in to a house.
Yes. And
their thought bubble should go, well, shit, we can get him for a lot more stuff if we take care of him now.
So me and this guy, we have this fucking back and forth. And of course, I'm just irate and upset. And he's like, sir, if you're going to curse at me. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to fucking curse at you. Are you crazy? Guess what? That's what happens when you fuck up. You get cursed at. Be a big boy. Deal with big boy words. I mean, you know, I'm nuts. So now he really doesn't want to help me. So I was like, fuck this. I was like, give me a refund. I don't give a shit. Right. And I make him personally call me back when the refund is issued because they don't even do that. I was like, call me back or I want a refund in person. I'm threatening to come down there and yell on the floor of the showroom. I'm being a real Karen, as they say, right? Is that what Karens do? Because I'm talking to a white guy. I'm a brown person talking to a white guy. This is some ghetto-ass shit that I'm doing. That's people start, they assign this to Karen. And I'm like, this is some hood rat, ghetto, horseshit that I'm doing. But I'm fucking upset. And they're not, there was just nothing. Like, just like, who fucking cares?
So the most efficient person I've ever seen at getting like a rebate or a refund or whatever was a 300-pound black woman in Sprint. She made it fucking happen.
No, she was running toward the building. Give her the money! Holy shit!
Yeah, just the cups of water are vibrating. On the.
She can't stop!
But, I mean, it was like 0 to 60 instantly where they, like, gave their first level of pushback and there was no massaging, there was no nothing.
Yeah.
It was insta-flip out, insta-scene. I'm fucking screaming
and
at the top of my lungs.
I wasn't even insta-flip out or insta-scene. I had explained this to two different people. I had a fucking, it was a whole thing. By the time Joe, the manager, got on the phone, I was just annoyed. And I was like, yeah, your salesperson's taking advantage of me. She knew damn well this piece of furniture was not getting to me by August 15th. I made it very clear I wouldn't have purchased this piece of furniture. I would just find a piece of furniture that was either in stock or we had it
on the side of the road.
Whatever it is. Garage sale. Point me in the right direction, Joe. So
make Harrington go on all fours in my living room.
So
you've been demoted to couch.
It's a chair and a flashlight. So so I was like, give me a fucking refund. That's that. And I was like, I'm not going back to Raymore Flanigan. Mm.
Someone in the chat said that down the street there's a Raymore and Flanigan outlet store and they have everything in stock.
So here's the deal. Let me tell you. I think I was at the Raymore and Flanigan outlet store that has a lot of stuff in stock. Okay. That's the one I think I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm not. I don't know. I left a couple weeks go by and I'm moving in, right? This is, I guess, yeah. So whatever it was, like maybe 10 days or whatever. So a few days ago, I'm like, I need furniture. I have no furniture. It's a problem.
I found myself in a quandary.
I still need furniture at this point. I'm now moving into my home, and I have no couches, no nothing. My son doesn't even have a bed. So I was like, I need to go find a furniture store, and I couldn't bring myself to go to Bob's Discount Furniture. And then there was another one, like a Jennifer or something.
Yeah.
And Jennifer then I said, Flanigan. You know what? There is another Raymore Flanigan right there. I was like, let me go to a different Raymore Flanigan. It's a different manager, different sales team. Fuck it. Okay. So I go to this Raymore Flanigan and I meet with this saleswoman and she's very nice. She's very good. I tell her, I was like, look, I had a problem with Raymore Flanigan down the road. I'm just letting you know. Just don't look at my notes in the system. I said that to her. Oh, it's not going to seem good.
Whatever my file says, it's exaggerated.
I said, it's not going to be good, okay? You need to just focus right now, lady. Mm-hmm. I do not need to see anything but stuff that's either in the store in stock or I could, like, fucking take it home or I know it, or we know an in-stock date when it's going to be coming to this store, okay? She was like, cool, I got it. It's no problem. I'll show you some stuff. And in the middle of it, I realize I'm in the exact same store. The exact same Raymore Flanigan, right? And I was like, listen, lady, you know, this, because what was going to happen? She was going to ask for something because I said I had a problem. So she was going to go, this is how I found out. I was like, how about this? I was like, look, I'll buy all this stuff. I was like, but you got to throw in free shipping. I had such a bad experience with the other place. I was like, I just needed something. I needed to get something. I needed a win. Uh-huh. Or free delivery.
And she's like, let me go ask Joe.
Yes. She goes, let me go ask Joe. And I was like, and I went, no, do not ask Joe. Joe, I was like, Joe's not going to do anything for me. Joe does not like me. So we kind of had a laugh about it. It was fun. Uh-huh. And I was spending like $4,000 on furniture.
Sure.
Got a really nice couch. Not as nice as the one that I fucking had before. Some of the stuff isn't kind of green sock fucking month, but it's fine. I knew what was going on. She said, this is the date that it's going to come. So my kitchen shit's not coming until later, but I picked up a bed frame. I picked up a fucking dope ass couch and love seat. Got some stuff.
Is it like to shop for a house? Because do you as a guy have like a motif in mind or are you just going strictly by comfort? Like, do you have any idea what matches?
I have I have an idea of what I want to do. And you know, I know, you know, I think my color, I understand about color schemes a little bit.
Well, because I just put myself in your position and I've been married and with the same chick for such a long time. I've never like designed anything.
No.
My house would be like a retard house. It would just be all over the place. I'd have like sports memorabilia all over the place.
My house right now is
BMX bikes.
My house is just boxes and a trampoline. That's all it is. It's a
okay,
retard
that's
house. It's literally a retard house right now. It's just fucking box forts everywhere. And no, I mean I you know I
welcome to Chateau Jumpy Jump.
I picked out, you know, furniture that I just thought was nice. And, you know, I have nice art on my walls and there's not really much else to it. If you haven't, because it's so funny.
Are you painting? Are you like?
I might do like some of the trims on the windows because I don't like that they're wood and I don't really like it. But regardless, I don't want to fucking, they don't want to listen to this gay shit.
Just interested.
You are interested, I know. Come over and see the place. It's nice. It's so funny because once you start putting the furniture in it, it starts to really come together. I'm like, oh shit, my place is really nice. I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
But let me finish what happened. I'm not done.
Okay.
With the fucking, there's more of a problem with Raymore Flanagan. There was yet another problem. Okay. Whatever this is however many days ago. They can't schedule delivery for a couple weeks on the stuff that's even in stock. So I say I'll book a truck. And I pick up stuff. They're like, yeah, that's fine. That happens all the time. So I say, Thursday at noon. Cool. Lois, cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, yeah, of course. It's perfectly cool. I was like, I'll let you know. It might be a little bit earlier. I'll call you and let you know if it's going to be any earlier the day of. But I think it's going to be that. She's like, cool. Got it. Not a problem. Leave. Sign all the paperwork. Do everything. Thursday. Truck comes. Called them. I was like, hey, we're going to probably be there a little bit earlier, like 11:15, 11:30. Is that okay? They're like, we don't have a delivery scheduled. I was like, what? It's like, no, we don't have the scheduled. And it was like, yeah, you got to wait till tomorrow. We don't have any guys here to do anything. And I was like, no, I do not have to wait till tomorrow. I'm coming to the fucking store right now. Just so you know, have my shit fucking ready. Where's Joe? Get Joe on the horn fucking now. Get him on the horn. And of course, Joe gets on the horn, and I'm like, Joe, you remember me. I know you do. I said this to him. I was like, I know you know exactly who I am because I'm a fucking dick. I know I'm a dick, all right? You should make sure that when I'm in your store, you don't have to fucking deal with me again. Why would you ever want to fucking deal with me again? When I walk out, you go, dude, make sure his fucking shit is taken care of. Get him out of my fucking face. I never want to have to speak to this fucking guy again. But his fucking shit sales team, once again, took my money and fucked me in my ass. They took my money, bent me over, and fucked me directly in my fucking ass. So then it's me arguing with him. I was like, I'm coming to the store. I don't care what you say. My son, it was my sister and her husband. Her husband's Mexican. So I was like, yeah, you got to put a bandana on. We need to get him a shirt.
Cholo.
Yeah, dude, get long socks.
Top button only.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you right now, I was like, don't speak any English. I need you to just fucking speak Spanish and speak it in a whisper the whole fucking time. I swear to God, I said this. I was like, we're going to that fucking store. I'm picking up our goddamn furniture. And I'm not a Karen. I am a Tyrone or a Jamiqua or whatever the fuck my name would be. What is a black lady that does this?
Yamanika?
It's so hard not to say it, right? It's so hard
not to.
Shit. I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. So yeah, they went and they didn't have it wrapped or prepared. Thank God I did not fucking scratch my leather couch. If I would have scratched that
leather couch,
couch
but it's anybody, also known a Yamanika.
I mean, anybody would have flipped out in that situation. I don't understand. Like,
I was just broken at that point. I was like, I'm not canceling the furniture again.
You rented a truck. Yeah. So they said, and which I'm assuming they didn't reimburse you for.
No, they don't give a fuck.
Dude. No, so they were trying to get you to like double rent and spend additional like whatever.
It's crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
Well,
dude.
So then I tweeted that they were hurting my son and all this other stuff.
So I saw that, and my son is crying.
He was. He was crying. I mean, I'm not even trying to be an asshole here. I was just like, you know, people come in and also like my sister's moving. She opened up a whole credit line with the fucking store because she wants to buy a bunch of shit. Oh. It's like it's just treating people terribly. It's just like what a shitty. If I'm a sales manager or a manager in this place, I'm going like, no. Somebody who spends fucking money, thousands of dollars at a time, it's like, it's not even like we're looking at the furniture and going like, well, what's the price of that? And that's like, we're like, I don't, when I'm shopping for my home, I'm not really considering price that much. I'm looking for the shit that I want for my house. And I'd rather spend a little bit more money now and have nice shit for my right. kid and for the future. I mean, I'm planning on buying a house in a couple of years. All this stuff is going to go with me and it's going to be so... Just if you recognize that, you'd go, oh, this is a fucking good customer. This is a person that you want to be fucking coming back here, and we, it's just crazy.
This guy that was verbally abusive to us three times.
No, if he didn't need to let it get there.
I understand. I'm totally on your side, by the way. I would have been probably way worse.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fucking, I hate that whole fucking thing too. Ooh, I hate it. Here's the truth. I cannot control the words that come out of my mouth. Everyone that listens to this show knows what's going on. They just fucking spill out, right? And sometimes they spill out and they say coherent things. Sometimes they spill out and you're like, what is going on?
Sometimes it's just noises.
Sometimes it's just fucking peeps and squeaks, okay? But the reality is, I don't remember what I was just saying.
Wow.
Thanks, Shannon.
Thanks. What, that you, it didn't have to get there.
No, I was asking for the sound effect.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What did you say, nigga?
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about? Who are you talking to?
Marijuana affects the memory.
Thank you.
That's a perfect drop.
What was it saying?
You were talking about words just coming out of your mouth, you not controlling what you're saying.
He didn't have to let it get to that point.
Yeah, how are you talking yes. to the guy?
So, yeah. So I am speaking, and you know, in my own way, I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm cursing because that I'm angry and I'm upset. Now, in that moment, I think you need to recognize that the most important thing is that you have a customer that's in front of you that's angry and upset. I'm not saying "fuck you, cunt, bitch," I'll fucking kill you. Like, I'm not doing shit like that. I'm just saying, I was like, "This is bullshit. Your salesman's taking advantage of me." I was like, "Why would you know?" I probably said "fuck" a couple times, but regardless, I'm not cursing the guy out or calling people names. I'm not right. like that's not what's going on. I'm just upset, and I cursed a few times while being obviously upset and being like, what the fuck's going on here? I was like, I was supposed to be here, and now I'm being told that it's not coming to the end of October. This is crazy. And then his attitude of sort of like, I was like,
that shit, dude, that's the problem with having so many people, is that they just treat you like you're a number. There's no more business. There's no more, like, responsibility to sell, because it's like, well, I don't give a fuck, dude, next, you know? Yeah. And it's so enraging to be dehumanized in that situation. It like it could lead to violence.
Yeah, it's fucking absolutely crazy. And you get people that are emotional, they're moving. It's just such a crazy time to sort of fuck with people. And then I go onto their Twitter and I see it's just tons of complaints like this. And their Twitter is responding back to me like, hey, did you? And it's the same exact thing. Nobody will give me a response. As soon as you take my money, I stop being a priority. That type of attitude is really, really shitty. I won't spend any more money with that place. It was I chalked it up to a bad experience and I was like, fuck it. Like, it happens. Let me give them a second chance. And it was the same exact fucking thing. Same exact thing. They're lucky I love
same
that
exact place.
That they lucky they I love that kitchen hutch so much that I do not return it.
Did fun. You get a race car bed for James?
No. I just got him a normal fucking bed, car bed. He's 7. He's gonna fucking.
Is that too old?
It's just sort of like it's even like I like his the rug that I bought him a couple years ago. It's like spaceships. He doesn't give a fuck about spaceships.
Right.
Like, it's a weird fucking rug to be on his floor. You know.
True.
So he's going to care about a race car bed for another 2 years, and he's going to be like, Dad, this is gay.
True. You good know? Point.
Get out of here.
So, but yeah, the job of the fucking manager in that moment is to make it fucking better.
I haven't heard a good story from a single furniture place, though. Like, there's no one where people are like, that's bad, your go-to.
When I bought the $1,000 bed frame from the place that was just called furniture.
Yeah.
What a mistake.
You almost have to, like, I almost, like, would just, with shit that, like, look, a couch you got to sit on, a chair you got to sit on, that's the problem. It's like, those things you have to actually go fucking sit on. Anything else like that, I would just buy off of Amazon or just buy it online.
Well, maybe that's the move, is you go to the store, say fuck you to the salesman, sit in a bunch of shit.
Oh, yeah,
and go
show it on
it.
Amazon and literally take click send. No, right in front of them.
I know. Look. Well, their kid's just hungry.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Take your clothes off with a razor blade. Give me the razor blade. Come on. Love the idea of stripping down the salesman's kids with razor blades as they cry.
I had a friend that got robbed that way. He went to go meet a weed dealer. And then the dealer was like, I'm not coming. And he was just on the corner. And three guys came up to him. One held him by the shoulders. And the other two just cut his pants off with razor blades.
God.
And left with his pants.
Hell yeah.
I woke up to my now wife cutting my sweater off my body because I drunkenly passed out in it. And she's like, I hate this shirt. As I woke up, I was like, are you fucking kidding? This is how you do it?
He also woke up in the middle of her trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And she used the excuse.
just like half woken. So
oh yeah, your shirt. I hate it. I hate your shirt so much. Fuck man, this show's ruling so far. By the way, it's been a great show so far. We haven't even looked at the notes yet.
I gotta pee. Can I pee?
Go pee, bro. Right. I wish I could smoke fucking weed. I want to get high. I want to get high. Is this Ralph Sutton? Let's see. Oh, I thought that Ralph was telling me I could smoke weed in the studio via text. How cool would that have been? Right? So, how are you, Zach?
I'm good, buddy. Feeling good.
I'm feeling pretty good, too.
Great couple weeks.
You know what I did? This morning, I got up with my son. I took a fucking walk at 7 a.m.
Father-son walk?
The father-son walk. We held hands, went to a parking lot, fucking fought another family. That's what my mom would do. My mom would, like, fight people in front of me. My mom's crazy. But, no, we took a little walk, just listening to birds chirp. Crickets still were chirping, too. A lot of chirping. And there's nothing...
You love this, man. I can see a change in you.
I'm happy. I'm fucking happy for the first time in my life. For the first time in my life, I'm legitimately like, I was just happy. Working in the garage, being in the yard, fucking just, there's something fucking great about it. Shut up, Dylan.
No, I get it, dude. I literally was thinking about your life now that you have a house. And the one thing I was like, man, imagine getting a package.
Yeah.
And not worrying that some piece of shit's going to come steal it.
I mean, I think people piece of shit still steal them in the suburbs, but yeah. I think it's far and few between. And I think the accountability, because everyone has those like ring buzzers now with the camera. So I think people are a little more afraid to do it. But yeah, I got a package delivered yesterday. They take a picture of it. They send you the picture. Excellent. Excellent. I am happy. Are you going to move back to the city with the family, or are you sort of decided?
No, the plan, I mean, we were initially, we lived in Crown Heights, right? And like shit hit the fan there much earlier than everywhere else. And plus, like, I think I performed last March 15th. By like March 21st or 19th, even 19th through 21st, we were like, we got to get the fuck out of here. The writing was on the wall. So we went up to the in-laws and we were in the process of getting an apartment in Jackson Heights, had applied for it, all this stuff. And it like lucked out that another family put an application in like 30 minutes before us.
Wow.
So it was going to be like, you know, it was a really nice apartment. It was going to be our place for our kid to kind of like grow up in for a while. We checked out schools, like all that stuff. Yeah. So it was going to be, you know, step up and obviously price up. You know, it was going to rely on a lot of things career-wise to continue to be okay. And so when somebody beat us, I was like, holy fuck, that just saved us like a 12 grand relocation, you know, all of the course. Stuff that comes into that. And so we went to Rockland for what we thought was going to be, you know, 30 days or, you know, two months. And we've been there and now, you know, it's up in the air. I have no fucking clue where I'm going to go.
Yeah. It's weird because I think a lot of people are sort of questioning the city. And I think, look, I think it's kind of fair weather, right? So I think that it will just take a year of there not being this pandemic, and then people will start to go, oh shit, cool. The problem is, you know, with all of these businesses closing down, it's a process that will take a long time to rebuild. For anybody who'd want to open up a restaurant in New York City,
you're out of your mind right now.
It's crazy. I couldn't imagine. It's going to be probably
restaurants in general is an insane endeavor to do it here.
Yes, exactly. You're talking about 10%, 12% profit margins if you run a restaurant the right way. It's fucking absolutely crazy to begin with. It's really hard to make money in that industry. Now you have this major risk that it can all be shut down. I don't think you're going to see any new restaurants, nightclubs, you know, spots that are dedicated to live performance arts for a decade. You know, no anything new. Like, you're going to need a decade or two before people are going to go, we can dip our toes in the water again. It's not going to be – I mean, it was fucking crazy. So, you know, with New York, especially if you're doing podcasting and you're doing the road and it's like – you almost don't really need it, but I'm very close. I took an Uber here today. It was like $50. It took me less than 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. I got here from Rockland in like 40 minutes. Same thing.
You drove.
Yeah. And you know, I don't mind like the idea of seeing my kid grow in like an environment where he could be outside and in a pool and stuff like that. That's kind of game changing where you're like, that really changed my perspective on a lot of shit. I also think Rockland is like a great place to grow up, but it's also where I grew up.
So it feels
injecting myself back into that scene,
right?
Makes me want to fucking harm myself.
Very depressing. It's so funny because I, you know, where I'm at in Jersey, it's very similar to Rockland where I'm at, but it's just because it's not Rockland. It's not, it's new. It
I have New York retardation though, where I can't move to Jersey. Like, I can't live in Jersey. I don't know why.
What's your problem with Jersey, bro?
I don't know. It feels like becoming a Jets fan. Like, it's so it's so weird and foreign to me. I have to. I would rather live in, like, Westchester or wherever.
I was looking in Rockland and Westchester, and for what I wanted to spend, I'm getting substantially more in Jersey.
I know.
It's an economic decision. And I'll tell you right now, the other thing is I did Uber Eats for breakfast the other day. There might be better options. It's better than New York, dude. Where I was at, like, I would order Uber Eats, and there was, like, three or four different things. And now, I hit the other day, there's all these different cafes and little fucking great places that I was able to get. Because I think within a 15-minute drive, that opens up a lot of...
Right, know, and the ride, the drivers are probably desperate for work because there's less people, so they're just willing to pick up anything.
I'm saying Jersey is better than New York City. Culturally...
I mean, honestly, it's probably a great place to live. My buddy lives in Hohokus, and that area is like, I mean, it's insane, but it looks gorgeous. I don't know. It's definitely a mental illness that I have some weird New York pride.
Yeah,
for
I think
no reason.
A lot of people hate on Jersey. It's like people like to hate on Jersey. They like.
I couldn't live
Florida.
In PA. I couldn't live in Pennsylvania or fucking Connecticut.
I like being close enough to the city where if shit does open back up, I have that option to just be in the city all the time. Mm-hmm. And then number two, I didn't realize how much I'm going to really like having a car.
Yeah,
I like having a car. I don't like having to fucking walk everywhere, take subways. I hate it. I like getting in a car and fucking driving and doing what I want to do. You put music on, you fucking. It's a better life.
It genuinely is.
It's a better life.
It probably cuts down my day-to-day stress by an invisible 60%.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go on the subway and you don't even realize how on defense you are because there's just so much going on. Somebody's shivering, another dude spiking up. It's like, you know, half fist fights in the corner and everything is just there. And you're kind of like supposedly zen, but mostly kind of clenched up. And in a car, I'm just like... My hair's down. It's blowing in the fucking breeze. I feel fantastic.
Yeah, I agree with you completely.
Listen to Party in the USA.
Yeah, the Biggie remix.
Yeah, the stress of New York City, you don't even realize how much it wears on you. Like the noise and the beeping and the horns and the garbage trucks and the yelling and the, you know, skateboard zipping past you. And you and it's not... When I was,
Lewis is responsible for 8 of these 10 cars. The city is equally relieved for Lewis to be gone. It was a 50-50 take.
It's gone down 2 decibels since.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, there's just this like just constant. It's a stress, and it's interesting because you just when you're like, I don't know, you could probably physically. There's probably a way they could even test this, but when you're walking around, you're just a little clenched. A little bit on edge. You're a little like.
It's also what makes it great.
It is.
Because I feel more present than most other people.
When you're young, I think stress is good for you, I think. I think when you're young, stress and constantly, you know, sort of testing yourself, I think it sort of helps you as a man or a human being, as a woman, whatever it is. How are you dealing with life? The more stressors that are coming at you, you're still dealing with the most difficult city to make money in, the most expensive city to make money in, the most competitive city. And then you have all this craziness going on. I think it could really help you develop into a strong person.
Right. But do you know what going from New York to the suburbs feels like? It feels like fucking what's his tits at the end of Goodfellas, where he's like in that shitty house and he's like, I couldn't get a decent egg noodle with ketchup, you know?
Yeah.
It feels like you're going from being a made man into like, now I'm living life like a schnook.
Just some regular schnook.
Yeah, exactly.
I do not feel that way at all. I literally woke up today. I sat in my huge living room on my beautiful couch, and I looked at my kid who's smiling. He's like, Dad, I'm so happy. And I was like, you know, I'm going to go down into my fucking finished basement and look where my new podcast studio is going to be built. Then I went out to my garage, and I was like, oh, let me go put these fucking weights here. And I looked at my backyard, and I fucking jumped up and down a trampoline like a retard for 5 minutes. And I felt way more like a made man than...
Good point.
New York City, fourth floor walk up, garbage being piled up next to my apartment regularly, homeless people having to walk past just the same homeless lady for the past 2 years.
The bearded woman.
The bearded woman. I hate her so much.
Unrelated question. Was your Uber driver bummed they had to go into New York City?
Said nothing about it.
I've had a few times, like from Jersey into the city, where they're just like, ah!
I was denied. They don't know until they pick you up.
Oh man!
So they pick you up and they go, dunk, and they go, oh, yeah. fuck me!
They got to come all the way back. I think
it was also not
New Jersey can't pick up shit in New York.
Oh,
I think you have to come back before you can.
Really?
Pick it up.
Are you sure about that?
I've had one tell me that.
So well, it's not that bad now because I think it's a pretty good, you know, $50 or whatever it was, $60.
That's like how much it costs to get back to Brooklyn some nights.
That's how much it costs. It cost me $40 to get to Harlem.
Yeah.
I'm paying like 10 more fucking dollars to go from Jersey. There's no difference. That's why I'm like, I don't even really need a car. I could just Uber and be fine.
Right.
But I'm getting a car. Oh, I'm getting a car.
What kind? What are you
doing? I don't know. I'm looking at Audi, looking at Lexus.
Those are so expensive to maintain.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You're
just
gay.
Saying. I know.
Gay ass fucking. Notorious! I want a nice car. I just want a nice car.
You can get a nice car.
What's a nice car?
Get a Beamer.
Yeah, because that's different than what he was talking about. No, Beamers, no. They're the same. It's like
they're more expensive.
Yeah, it's expensive. They're even more expensive. It's expensive to maintain.
I feel like a Beamer's also, there's something about it where, number one, I don't really like the way they look.
Right. You look like a poser ass if you drive a Beamer sometimes. You know, there's certain dudes that do not fit in a BMW.
It's so obvious that they just want a nice car to show that they have a fucking nice car, mm-hmm. right? And it's just, a Lexus is just a fucking classy car. It's not over the top. You're not like, oh, that's a person showing off. No, it's just a nice fucking car. Feels nice to drive, you know. I honestly had a friend's dad who had a Lex growing up. I was like, that's a fucking nice car. Really nice car. I felt the same way about the Volkswagen Passat for a long time. My friend's dad drove
a
Passat.
That's such a fat chick car.
And I was like, I want a Passat. That was my fantasy car.
That's a girl named Courtney drives that car.
By the way, that sounds like what a fat girl's pussy should be called.
A Passat.
Yeah, a real Passat. If you lift up her gun, you see her Passat.
Her Passat is showing.
That's a meaty Passat.
Hell yeah, dude.
What'd you do last night when I got the Passat?
Black guys love Passat. Yeah. So, and then in Audi, I've just been doing research on great cars, and people love Audis.
Audis are great,
people
yeah.
love fucking Audis, and they're not that expensive.
Dude, my dad had an A4 Quattro when I was a kid, and I mean, you know, like a 6-speed short throw shifter that he'd just like completely take dangerously around corners with us in it. That car is fucking badass, anything like that just completely hugs and dominates the road, how much more powerful could you feel?
I know.
That's why I love my favorite car, which is, this is probably like white trash also, I'm not even sure, but the Subaru WRX STI, I like grew up fucking loving that car because at stock it came with like 300 or 400 horsepower, it's four-wheel drive because it's a Subaru, so it could rip through snow. Crying, thinking about this car. No, but it could rip through snow.
It's powerful and can rip through snow. Really, they should call it the Louis J. Gomez.
I saved myself on that one.
It wasn't that bad.
Put your hand on the mic.
Please, dear God. Ah, shit.
It hurts every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to take the chance, dude. You got to take the shot. You'll never score the big win if you never take the shot.
You want to get something though that handles the snow. You live in Jersey.
That's true, but I think most cars can handle the snow.
That's just not even true.
What type of car am I going to get? What type of snow is happening in Jersey?
Well, I mean, fair. It didn't snow last winter at all.
It's just like it's no different than fucking. It's just, you know, pretty mild snowstorms lately. There's a couple a year.
All right.
Am I getting fucking a snow truck? I'm going to get a plow. Everyone, I'm getting a plow truck because of the snow that happens once or twice a year. Fucking Canon. Wow, guys. Holy shit, everyone. Am I right?
There'd be no more fitting accessory than a plow on whatever car you're driving.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I fucking... I don't know what type of car. I spend a lot of money on Ubers, and I spend a lot of money. So the way that I'm figuring it, if I finance a car, my payment will be substantially less than
your current Uber.
I mean, like, wildly less. Like, there's no way.
It'll make you drink less, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it'll have other positive aspects.
Or I will learn how to drink and drive.
You don't know how?
No, I've never drunk and drive.
Oh, you're an idiot. You got to get hammered, and then just one bump, two bumps, you're good to go.
I can do that.
Yeah, you could definitely
do that. I feel like I can handle that, guys.
Symmetrical sobering up.
Hell yeah, dude.
You get both nostrils.
Fucking
just that's the Rockland hit, County way. I can't
hit my plow, let it just go on, scrape on the ground, sparks flying everywhere.
The amount of times where I was like, I can't fucking possibly drive home. Let's go to Wendy's.
That's how my night starts.
Yeah, I was driving a fucking 5-speed Ford Ranger, a rear wheel pickup truck in the snow, just literally going sideways down some hills. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
While on cocaine.
I stopped driving when I was 19 years old when I moved to New York City. So I'd never, and I had really only drank a handful of times in my life before I was 21.
Same.
Like, you know, maybe like 5 times ever. So by the time I was driving, you know, I was never drinking. I would get stoned and drive, but that was never really a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So
even the first time, you don't remember the first time you drove stoned? I mean, I had such absolute panic and unfamiliarity. Like, I felt like my eyes were being scooped out from behind. I was like trying my best to stay in the lines and having like over corrections.
Dude, we took salvia hitch driving around one time. I'm not even kidding, dude. We were fucking crazy. We were like, fuck driving drunk, dude. One time we were driving, dude, we had salvia in a bong, and my buddy Forrest was driving. Well, I wasn't driving, but we were literally just taking salvia hits in this bong while we were driving around.
Oh, my God.
And we're, this is a big yellow bong, and I didn't know what it did. He was like, dude, try this. It's the best weed you'll ever smoke in your life. He's like, you got to hit it really hard, though. And I was like, okay. And I put it in, and I fucking started hitting it, right? And then he goes, there's a cop like across the street, like coming towards us. And he goes, oh shit, hold that down. And then as soon as he said the word down, his voice just slowed down and went down. And I saw the word down. It was like in like carved stone, yellow stones crashed down in front of the car. Like the word down, like imagine it was carved out of stones, yeah. Like 3D, like, and it went, and it went, and it felt like the windshields like that. The bottom line of the windshield felt like it sliced into my body and it was tearing me in half. So my top half was being torn from my body, bottom half, while I just saw the word down, like we were about to crash into it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It was when you're expecting weed. When you're expecting weed, mm-hmm. And then your buddy doses you with salvia. See, dosing's not a big deal. Come on, who cares?
It's not like Jay was driving.
Who is dosing but the dose? Come on.
Jay, for some reason, took an Uber back to Jersey.
Listen to me. It was fucking. It was crazy, dude. But we were idiots when we were kids. And if I drank, I probably would have made a lot of stupid mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad I didn't, because I was just a fucking reckless. I mean, I drove my car around for 2 weeks with what I can only describe as 98% no brakes. And I drove like to school, yeah. Everywhere. I pick up friends. Like it was, I had to press on my brake so hard and I had to time it like 80 yards back. Like it was crazy.
You were Frederico Flintstone.
Dougie, I had to press my brake, and it was like, it would like just keep going, and then slowly, it would slowly come to a stop. Dude, I mean, I'm talking about like jamming my foot down into it. Whatever was hanging on, it was like just a thread that would scrape up against the brake pad.
Ugh.
It was so dangerous. I think about the children that I could have killed. It actually scared. I think of the anxiety that I feel right now, because I would drive this. It was a big, shitty, what type of car was it? It was a Chevy Cavalier.
Mm.
Pull up a 1987 Chevy Cavalier.
There's a String Theory universe where you plowed through a line of kids holding hands crossing the road.
Just a school for the blind. like they're road cones.
But they all didn't let go.
That's an 87 Cavalier.
I mean, that looks nice.
That one's hot. That one's redone. Pull up a shitty gray one that doesn't look good. That, no, it wasn't a Chevy Cavalier then, because this is a big cop car.
A Cutlass?
No.
Oh, a big, yeah.
It was a big cop car.
A Buick then. Did you have a fucking
I have
old
had a
Buick.
No. I guess it's not. No, Chevy Cavalier is the car that my aunt had, and I drove that car as well. This is different. Fuck. Hold on. Racist live chat, help me out with this. What type of car was this?
Hey, chat, what kind of car did I have?
Look up old cop car. Whatever it was. I thought it was a Chevy. Let's see. Anyone in the chat? Racist live chat. I think they're too far behind. Yeah, what type of car is that, Shannon?
Which one?
The one. Yeah, like that one to the that one, or yeah, those types.
Old style Boston police car.
It's like that type, the big, it was fucking huge.
It's like the one Eddie Winslow fixed up in Family Matters.
Maybe. Whatever type of car that was. Chevy Caprice, Impala. No, but it was like, it was a Caprice. Maybe it was, yeah, yes, I think it was a Caprice. Look up 1987 gray Chevy Caprice. I think that was it. I think that was it. It wasn't an Impala. Impalas were the ones that the cops did use, but this one was like it. Yes, it was a Chevy Caprice.
That is a
this big hunk of shit.
That looks like what Gil from The Simpsons would drive.
This is his fucking. That one's even cooler. That one's too cool. That one's got a little fin on the back. Pull up a shittier one. They're shittier. You got to pull up. Like, yeah. Yeah, dude, it's fucking just a piece of shit. It's a hunk of shit car, dude. Yeah, they're all hunks of shit. There it is. And dude, this thing had no brakes, and I would just drive everywhere with it. We ended up, when I got a new car, like my grandma Jane died, and I took her her car, which was another hunk of shit, another Buick. I remember I gave this one up, and me and my friends, we were like, what are we gonna do with it? We're like, no, you can't sell, you can't do anything. So we just took it down by the lake and we beat it with bats.
Did the Street Fighter.
Yeah, do you know he's talking about Grandma Jane.
Do you know how hard it is to fucking destroy a car? Do you know how difficult it is? First of all, you take the bat and you hit the windshield and it sends shocks through your whole fucking arms. The car hits back, dude. It's not easy to destroy a car. Mm-hmm. So we're like just doing everything. We've like, taking like cinder blocks and throwing it on top. We didn't even do that good. We spent an hour like four fucking nerds.
Well, because once you get the windows, the big splash ends. Then you're just kind of like denting.
Da-dunk. It's hard work. There's no payoff. You're not like, is that even doing anything?
Yeah.
And it's the fucking Caprice. That bitch is like it's a tank, dude. There's no, it was crazy.
My buddy had a car like that. You know, but when we were a little older, that he parked it in the parking lot of the Palisades Mall, and he tried to start it up, and the car just took off. It just started going at 30 miles per hour, and he was slamming on the brakes, and then he just turned it into a telephone pole, and he turned it into the telephone pole, whapped it, and then just left it there for like 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't even know how he didn't get towed. Nobody called him. I don't even know if he had registration for the vehicle, but he just crashed it in that parking lot and was like, well, that's the end of that.
This is why you shouldn't get your car registered.
Yeah.
Just in case you ever have to just crash it into something and leave the scene.
Well, yeah, if you drive that kind of car.
Because you got to really understand, like, what is it? How much is a ticket to drive around with an unregistered car?
I think you get arrested.
No.
I think so.
No.
It might be like a gray area of stolen vehicle.
No.
I don't know. I'm making it up, but sounds right.
Yeah. So
I fucking laughed the other day. Christian Bruckle was talking about how his dad got his learner's permit like in his 60s. And Chris goes to his dad. He's like, they used to drive us around all the time when we were kids. And Chris's dad goes, yeah, they used to bust your chops for shit like that back then.
Yeah.
that they bust you. Driving without a license. Yeah, they really bust your chops back then.
Oh, that's the best. The old DUI stories from guys that grew up where cops were awesome, man. You could throw up in your lap while they pulled you over and they'd just be like, all right, follow
me. Listen, buddy, get home.
Listen, get home. Have some coffee.
Yeah. Come on, sleep it off. Not again. I'm not going to tell you this again. I don't want to see you for a month.
It says in New Jersey, you're subject to a fine of up to $100 for not having registration.
See?
Oh, okay.
So you get caught once, twice a year, right? You're paying that. First of all, it's less than probably registering your car. Number two, okay. Yeah,
is it one of those fines that goes up astronomically on the like third one?
I don't know, but let me tell you something. Don't get caught. Then also, if you have to kill somebody, you don't have a car registered to your name.
True.
Or if you have to bail on your car because you get into an accident, hit and run.
It's definitely better for killing people.
All right. If you learned something today, don't register your car so you can murder people. We didn't get to any of these notes. Apparently some chick named Kenesha was killed. We're going to talk about that. There was a fucking NBA players are playing. That's it. Thank you. We'll do that next time.
Them's the times.
We'll do Kenesha on Monday. And anything else? Anything else to plug, Shannon? The thing is, ding.
Yeah, listen to that.
All right.
Oh, and Shannon's new pony shirt.
Shannon's brand new My Little Shannon shirt, available exclusively at podcastmerch.com/realasspodcast. Get it there. Mm-hmm. All money goes to me. And that's that. Goodbye.
That's all, folks.